Beloved radio friends, we greet you again in the precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. For our blessed Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal and the great Son of the Father, of whom we have been speaking day after day. I do not know, my radio listener, if some of you are getting tired of hearing about my Father in heaven. But may I state, I am not tired of speaking about him, and I never shall exhaust the greatness of that one who gave his only begotten Son for my salvation and for yours when I thus seek to speak about him. But let us close our meditation on the privileges of the Father's children as we thus consider another privilege belonging to the children of God. How many privileges can God's children enjoy? Oh, perhaps many more than we shall ever be able to tell. But we have been noting some of them. We have noted such as being under the Father's care, for even our material need of food as well as raiment, the need of protection, the need of deliverance, the need in all the trials of life. What a joy to know a Heavenly Father and to say he's mine. What a joy, as we have also noted, to have the privilege of coming before him and bring our petitions and requests in prayer to his throne. And then the great privilege of worshiping the Father in thanksgiving and in praise for all that he is and for what he has done for us. How many, many things could be mentioned in relation to the privileges, and we might even go further to add not only privileges, but even responsibilities we should enter into as the children of God. My radio listener, particularly my radio fellow believer, may you and I realize the joy of being the children of the Father above. And may we seek to be those kind of children he would have us to be for his glory. Now we would consider one privilege today. It is the privilege of fellowship with the Father. Now I want you to notice something in the words of the Apostle John. Did you ever notice very carefully his words? One who had been so near to the Savior as well as to the Father, written by him in 1 John, chapter 1 and verse 3. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship, what does it mean? Enjoyment with the Father. How much do we know about this? Yet when we are in the family of God, our Father longs to mutually enjoy and be delighted with the fellowship of his children. Why not? Should we not also have the desire to enjoy him? We belong to the Father. We have received his Son as our Savior. We possess eternal life. And in possessing this new life, we have been brought into the place of fellowship with the Father as well as with his beloved Son. Perhaps it will be helpful to us to ask a question. What is fellowship with the Father? Or better still, to ask the meaning of the word fellowship. In the Greek text, the word means communion. Now literally that means to share in common. Now, what has a child of God to share in common with his or her Heavenly Father? In what way can we thus share in fellowship things that are very dear to the heart of the Father as well as dear to us? Now, let me enumerate some things in particular. First of all, we can share the Father's thoughts. We can share his thoughts. You may ask, well, what are God's thoughts? Well, one fact is very certain. You and I will never know what God's thoughts are unless we read and study his blessed and precious word. my Christian friend. Long ago the psalmist wrote in Psalm 139, "How precious are thy thoughts also unto me, O God." And if you and I would know what is in the mind or the thoughts of God more than any other thing, we should certainly realize we must begin to learn what they are. And if we should ask the question, what is uppermost in the mind of God? What is the greatest thought that he would have? We shall have to say that if we could penetrate the complete mind of God, we would find that his mind is filled with Christ, his beloved, and his only begotten Son. The only begotten Son of God is the most important thought in the heart and in the mind of the Father. But now let you and I ask a question. Do I fellowship? Do I share in common with the Father the precious thoughts that he possesses concerning his great eternal Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? All the peace forever flowing from God's thoughts of his dear Son. My fellow believer, I want to ask you a simple question, and to mine own heart I ask it too. Are we finding out through the Word of God what God thinks of his dear Son? And when we share those thoughts, that is fellowship with the Father. Then second, we can also share the Father's desires. What are the Father's desires? Again, we must emphasize the only true source that we can find and learn what those desires are must be from the Word of God. For not only does the Bible reveal God's thoughts, but the Word of God reveals his desires. And we must repeat again that as you and I, fellow believers, study the Word of God, you and I, we will find what is the great as well as the greatest desires of the Father's heart. And they can be embraced in this one statement. Listen to it. The Father desires to glorify his Son. That's the desire of the heart of the Father, to glorify the great Son of his love. Now, beloved, this should remind you as well as me that you and I should have the same desire that is in the Father's heart. Father, I too want to see thy Son glorified. That will be fellowship with the Father. And then third, we can share in the Father's purposes. For the object of the Father's heart and his purposes, the end of all his counsel, is to exalt and glorify his beloved Son above all the universe. And where can a Christian learn these purposes that are the Father's determination for his Son, except in the pages of the blessed inspired Word? So that if I am to fellowship with my Heavenly Father intelligently and spiritually, and I want to know his purposes relating to the glory of his beloved Son, I must read of them in the Word of God. Now here's a fourth fact. We can share the Father's love and affection, that which is the eternal object of his heart. Now may I ask the question, what do you believe is the greatest object of the Father's love, the supreme object of his eternal love? There is only one answer to that. The greatest object of the heart of God and of his great affection is his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. In eternity past, before the ages of time ever commenced, the Son declared of himself in Proverbs 8, verse 30, "I was daily his delight, my Father's delight, rejoicing always before him." And when he was upon the earth in his humanity, the Father testified from heaven above, according to Matthew 3 and verse 17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom is all my delight." The Father testified the same on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom, with whom I am well pleased." Hear him. Whether it is in heaven or on earth, the Father's affections were centered upon his Son. How much more so even now, after the Son has accomplished the Father's will for your redemption and mine? is the love of the Father certainly infinitely settled upon His Son in a greater way, then, my fellow believer, you and I should give Christ this supreme place of affection in our hearts to enjoy in common fellowship the Father's thoughts and affection for His Son. Now, before we close, let me be reminded with you that in 1 John chapter 1, 1 John and verse 4, 3 rather, our apostle said our fellowship is with the Father and not only with the Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ. So if we fellowship with the Father concerning all His thoughts, His desires, His purposes, and His affection in regard to His Son, then likewise we must fellowship with the Son in His purposes and desires, for His Father's glory, for His Father's will, for His Father's purposes. These were ever before the Son. It is our privilege, my fellow believer, to be removed from all thoughts of ourselves and to be lost in the affections and the purposes of the Father as well as the Son. Our minds can be filled with divine thoughts and with divine affections, and in our own hearts we may mourn in a blessed way, move in a blessed divine circle in fellowship with the Father and with His Son. And if we do so, as John the Apostle declares in verse 4 of that chapter, your joy will be full. Oh, my beloved, let us search our hearts. Let us ask the question as believers, do I enjoy this priceless privilege? Am I in happy fellowship and daily communion with the Father, with His Son, delighting in all that is the Father's thoughts and desires and purposes regarding that Son, as well as delighting in the Son, whose delight is to glorify and honor the Father? Beloved, this is the greatest of all privileges. May you and I enjoy it. Oh, Father, we thank Thee for the many privileges that belong to the children of God, but we confess with shame we do not use them as we should. We pray with earnestness we shall. In the precious name of our Savior and for His glory, amen.